The American Diabetes Association, what we are about is education, knowledge, and research for diabetes to see if we can find a cure. And that's why we do all the fundraising that we do, is to keep that research going. But it's more education, knowledge, making sure people are aware of diabetes, what it is, what it can do to your health, and what we can do to help prevent it.
And it is making some lifestyle choices. Right?
Absolutely. If you add exercise, if you get down the pounds a few, that will help. There are risk factors involved with diabetes that we cannot control, age being one, if you're a male being another, if you are part of an ethnic group, if you have family history of diabetes. Those are things that cannot be controlled. What you can control is that you exercise 3 to 5 times a week, that you keep your weight down into a healthy level. If you do those things, then your risk factors are less.
Today is the 26th Annual American Diabetes Association Alert Day. What are we supposed to do today?
It is American Diabetes Association Alert Day, as you said. What we would like you to do is take a very simple, probably 30-second risk at-risk test. What it tells you is, are you at risk for type 2 diabetes? There's 7 questions. They are very, very simple. They go over the risk factors of health, how often you exercise, what is your current weight, what is your current age, your gender, and do you have history of diabetes in your family? It will then give you a score. At that score might tell you, you need to go to a doctor and just discuss diabetes with your doctor. That's all we're doing, is knowledge, education. We would like everyone to take the test. In addition to all of your family members, your loved ones, make sure they're taking it too. We want to identify those that are potential for diabetes. Right now, there are over 7 million people estimated in the United States that are diabetic and do not know it.
Now, this is for type 2. What's the difference between type 2 and, I'm assuming, type 1?
Right? Correct. Okay. Yes. Yes, exactly. Type 1 is when you've had diabetes all of your life, or you were diagnosed very, very early on. We have children that are 7, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, and those would be type 1 diabetics. Type 2 is usually known as adult onset, and it's something that we can actually prevent. If you catch it early, if you get your weight down, if you exercise, you can prevent diabetes. Even if you still get diabetes, you can maybe stay off insulin, and that's the other factor. Type 1 diabetics most likely are going to be insulin dependent.
Where do I find the test?
The test is located at diabetes.org/risk test.
Then what do I just fill it out? Again, like you say, 30 seconds?
Yeah, absolutely. You can put it on a paper form and fill it out. You can fill it out online. You can even go to Walgreens. They are a huge national sponsor for the American Diabetes Association. And any pharmacy will have this test on a paper form. So go into a Walgreens and just ask them for a copy. There's probably another 26 million in the U.S. right now that are considered pre-diabetic. We are kind of dispositioned that diabetes is in our future if we don't change something now.
Talk to your doctor.
Exactly. This is all private. This is all between you and your doctor. We're not getting involved. What we're doing is giving you the risk association test that says, you know what, maybe this is a discussion you need to have with your physician. Tour de Cure is in July. It's July 12th this year. It's on a Saturday. That is our largest local fundraising event. We have a bike ride and a walk event. We need people volunteering to help work the event. We would love to have 100+ walkers out there. We would love to have many, many more bikers. Right now, we do have quite a few teams signed up. We have walkers signed up already. They are already starting to fundraise for our July event, but the more the merrier.